Joining us on the KRDO Newsline is Master Trooper Gary Cutler with the Colorado State Patrol. Trooper Cutler, we know the temperature's warming back up, more vaccines getting into people's arms. They're starting to get that itch to hit the road, maybe do a little bit of travel. What should people be on the lookout for and making sure that they are traveling safely as they are hitting the roads this summer?
Well, I think this year we're going to see a lot more people out on the road just because everybody's been tired of being home. So you just need to be prepared when you go out there. And it starts with your vehicle. You need to make sure you have the equipment you need. I don't know how often I run across people that are on the side of the road with a flat tire, and they either don't have a spare, they have a spare without air because they didn't check it, or they don't have a jack. And so these are some minimal things that you need to look at to make sure that you have everything you need. Those are just the first things. Make sure you have windshield wiper fluid and have extra in case you get into some big storms and you use it all. People don't usually think about having this kind of stuff with them for the summer. They think more of it as a winter thing, but it's an all year round thing.
Right. I know I was looking for a first aid kit in my car because usually I do travel with it, and discovered that was missing. But also in the course of looking for it, discovered my jack was missing. And I don't know how many years that I hadn't thought about the jack. I just assumed it was there. So sometimes you can just, you know, whatever caused the jack to go missing, it could be years. And if you're not checking, you could be in trouble on the side of the road. What do you recommend if people do run into problems roadside? Should people stay in the car while one person is outside fixing the car, or should everybody get out of the car, move farther to the shoulder? What do you recommend?
You know, it really depends on the roadways and the situation. If you do have somebody that's going to be out there changing a tire, and you do have somebody else, sometimes it's really good to have another set of eyes that are just watching traffic, so that if something starts to come over your way, you can notify that person. Being in your car is usually the safest place. If you do decide to get out of the vehicle and there's a good way to go up a hill or something and be away from things, if it's going to be an extended time period, then that's good too. But when you're on the side of the road, being inside your car is the best thing.
And of course, when it comes to the issues of making sure that you have everything you need, the jack as well, sometimes a lot of these modern car companies like to redesign the jacks that come with the emergency kit. So also making sure not only that you have it, but you're actually knowledgeable about how it's used and, you know, how to put the 18 pieces together to actually properly jack up the car in case of an emergency.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. Yes, I've been out there with several deputies before, the person owned the car, and just trying to find out how to get the tire lowered down sometimes if it's underneath the vehicle, finding all those little intricacies. Some vehicles also come with locks for your hubcaps, so you need to make sure you have that special adapter for it and know where that is, because if you don't have it, you're going to be there because no one else is going to have it either.
And Trooper Cutler, a lot of folks, when they are traveling, they may be hauling things, you know, whether it's recreational vehicles like boats or, you know, ATVs, or they may just have one of those trailers to help them haul their stuff. There are important safety regulations, and they're there for a reason when you are hauling a trailer or something on your jack.
Yes, it really is. You need to make sure that you have the proper lighting, so prep before you hook those things up, make sure all your lights are working. Make sure that fall hitch is the right size, too, and that it's gone properly over, the trailer hitch has gone properly over it. Then you also need to make sure you have chains. I've seen trailers pop off, and the only thing that saved that trailer from going all over the place has been those extra chains on there. And so those are very important to make sure you have. Another little safety note as far as us stopping you, a lot of people put things on the back of their vehicles or their trailers and they block their license plates. You'll get stopped for that. You need to make sure that you have that license plate visible to us.
Exactly. And of course, when it comes to the chains, it's also well advised to make sure that they're not dragging too low, because then that could cause sparks. We've seen that create some roadside grass fires as well that our other agencies have to go and respond to. Kind of makes a headache for everyone. Finally, Trooper Cutler, we also know the warmer temperatures also brings out more two-wheeled vehicles as well. And let's give just another safety reminder, not only for the motorcyclists, but those in the traditional four-wheeled vehicles, as we're starting to share the road more and more during the summer months.
Really is. And it is Motorcycle Safety Month right now for the nation. And so just be aware of that. I'm both people. If you're the motorcycle rider, don't stay in those areas where they can't see, in the blind spots. Don't be zipping in and out of traffic. and for the vehicles. Also, make sure that you're aware that there may be a motorcycle somewhere around you. Give that double check to make sure they're there.
Oh, we appreciate all of these reminders and advice for our listeners. Master Sergeant Trooper Gary Cutler, thank you again for joining us.
All right, you're welcome.